Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today is Monday of the 22nd week in Ordinary Time, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Connie Koch, a spiritual director and retreat director, and the promoter of preaching for the Dominican Sisters of Hope. Sister Connie lives in Mount Vernon, New York, and her preaching today is entitled, Fulfilled in Our Hearing.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus came to Nazareth, where he had grown up, and went, according to his custom, into the synagogue on the Sabbath day. He stood up to read and was handed a scroll of the prophet Isaiah. He unrolled the scroll and found the passage where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring glad tidings to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, and to proclaim a year acceptable to the Lord." Rolling up the scroll, he handed it back to the attendant and sat down, and the eyes of all in the synagogue looked intently at him. He said to them, "Today, this scripture passage is fulfilled in your hearing." And all spoke highly of him and were amazed at the gracious words that came from his mouth. They also asked, "Is this not the son of Joseph?" He said to them, "Surely you will quote me this proverb, 'Physician, cure yourself,' and say, 'Do here in your native place the things that we heard were done in Capernaum.'" And he said, "Amen, I say to you, no prophet is accepted in his own native place. Indeed, I tell you, there were many widows in Israel in the days of Elijah, when the sky was closed for 3.5 years and a severe famine spread over the entire land. It was to none of these that Elijah was sent, but only to a widow in Zarephath, in the land of Sidon. Again, there were many lepers in Israel during the time of Elisha, the prophet, yet not one of them was cleansed, but only Naaman, the Syrian." When the people in the synagogue heard this, they were all filled with fury. They rose up, drove him out of the town, and led him to the brow of the hill on which their town had been built, to hurl him down headlong. But he passed through the midst of them and went away. The Gospel of the Lord. As I prayed with and pondered this selection from the Gospel of Luke in preparation for this preaching, I was surprised and moved that it brought me to the memory of my final vows. Actually, for that liturgy, I chose the passage from Isaiah chapter 61, which Jesus read, and I asked my mom to proclaim it. My heart was filled with gratitude, feeling blessed and full of excitement and energy for the mission. I was ready to bring glad tidings to the lowly, to heal broken hearts, proclaim liberty to captives, and comfort to all who mourn. Yep, I was and still am a bit of a drama queen. Seriously, though, I truly desired to respond to God's call to justice, love, and peace. The lowly were my class of special children who marched up in the entrance procession with balloons and kites. And the brokenhearted would become those I journeyed with on Crucio and Teens Encounter Christ weekends, and later as a pastoral associate with people who came to me in my parish office. The prisoners were those whom I actually visited with a similar weekend program for residents encounter Christ. I do remember my mom and dad were a bit anxious about my weekends in prison. But this synagogue pericope in Luke's Gospel today challenges us as church that we cannot tell God where God can and cannot be present. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob reveals God's self wherever and to whoever God chooses. As we find the heart of Jesus' mission in his inaugural address given in the synagogue of his hometown of Nazareth, so we too must embrace and carry on his mission and ministry today, knowing indeed that we walk with him on this journey to the cross. As he was challenged and misunderstood, so too we who work for justice and peace must continue to preach the just word wherever we are and to whomever we encounter. As Jesus was misunderstood, even in his own town, so we too must never hesitate to speak the truth of the gospel. Luke's association with the good news, with social justice, is the challenge for all of us. Pope Francis has made it clear that our worship and our call to act for justice are deeply interrelated. So today, may this scripture passage be fulfilled in our hearing.